开约翰一书第二章。
Can we please turn to 1 John chapter 2?
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
我们然后大家一起来先把这一章圣经读一遍。
We'll read this chapter together.
读单数。
Brothers will read singular verse, and sisters will read the even verses.
这边有的。好，我们一起来。
We'll read together.
我小子
们啊。My little children.
我将
这些话
写给你们，
是要叫
你们不犯罪。
And if anyone sins,
we have an advocate
with the Father,
我们有一位中保，
Jesus Christ the righteous,
就是义子耶稣基督。
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。同时，我们知道我们是在主里面。
Walk just as he walked.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you.Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
人若说
he who says he is in the light and hates his brother
却恨他的弟兄
is in darkness
他到如今还是在黑暗里。
He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
唯独
he who hates his brother is in darkness.And walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him,
he
is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
十四节还没念完啊。
I've written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong.And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one.
不要爱世界,
Do not love the world
or the
things in the world.
人若爱世界,
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
这世界和极善的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。十八节继续。
Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour.
他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
我写信给你们，不是因你们不知道真理，正是因你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。
Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son.And in the Father.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的。不是假的
and not a lie,
你们要按着恩膏的教训
you,
住在主里面 him.
And our little children abide in him that when he appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming
你们若知道他是公义的
you know that
就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的我们低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主耶稣，当我们聚集在你的面前的时候
，Lord Jesus, as we gather before you,
求主安静我们的心。
Will you quieten our hearts?
主，我们愿意安坐在你的面前，来听你对我们的心可以说话。
Lord, we long to sit quietly before you to listen to what you have to say to us.
我们感谢主赐给我们一本圣经，更是给我们一位圣灵。
We thank you, Lord, for giving us the scriptures. We also thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
主，我们每次来读你话的时候，我们不仅在客观上可以明白你的话语和教导。
Lord, every time as we gather in your word, not only do we understand your word intellectually,
我们更感谢主圣灵会在凡事上教导我们。
But we also thank you that your Holy Spirit will teach us in concerning all things.
圣灵能够把你自己这些话语成为灵和光放在我们的里边。
That the Holy Spirit will interpret or breathe your word as light and spirit into our lives.
好让我们不单单明白字句，而且能够进入真理的里边。
That not only do we understand the letters, but also will enter into the reality of your truth.
因此，主，我们把这个时间恭敬地信托你恩典的带领。
For that reason, Lord, we entrust this short hour into your faithful hand.
主，让我们的心容易接受你要对我们说的话。
Tune our heart, Lord, so that we may be teachable to receive your words.
也赐给我们意志，愿意有了你的话，而且去遵行。
And give us the willingness, Lord, to obey your word.
主，也藉着你自己的话语，把你的爱浇灌下来。
Also, through your word, Lord, will you pour down your love into our hearts?
好让我们被你的爱所激励，就可以快跑的来跟随你。
That we may be compelled by your love to follow you, faithfully.
我们都恭敬的侍立在你的面前。
But we all stand before you.
求主对我们的心来施恩和怜悯。
Will you speak to our hearts by your mercy and grace?
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
刚才在读圣经的时候，我似乎觉得今天带圣经来聚会的人很少。
As we were reading the scriptures, I felt that there are not many of us that have brought their Bible with them to the meeting.
时代进步了。
Because perhaps the time has changed.
我们什么时候都可以有这些现代的科技来帮助我们。
We always have this modern technology to help us.
不过我比较古老。
But I'm an old school.
我是鼓励弟兄姐妹都要有自己的圣经。
But I encourage brothers and sisters to always have your physical, your hard copy of your Bible.
而且你可以随身都带有圣经。
And you can always carry it wherever you go.
在我小的时候，我常常看见一些人手中捧着一本圣经在路上走。
When I was little, I often saw people walking with their Bible, carrying their Bible.
当然今天很多人也可以把圣经下载在他的电话里边。
Of course, today we can download the Bible into our mobile phone.
所以有时候我在等车或者在做什么事，坐在那里的时候。
Sometimes I was waiting for the bus or I was waiting for something or sitting down.
特别是我经常要到医院去等医生的。
Especially when I was waiting for the doctor.
那我就随时可以打开圣经来看。
I could always open my Bible and read.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果你不能够带一本圣经的话，你最少把圣经下载在你的手机里边。
So encourage brothers and sisters, if you can't carry your physical copy with you, please always download a Bible into your mobile phone.
我们在最近开始跟在这里的时候，我跟大家一起在读约翰一书。
At the beginning of our meeting here in Kellyville, I've been reading with you 1 John.
我觉得这一卷书有一个很深的感情在那里。
I felt that this book contains a very deep emotion.
年纪已经很大的约翰。
That this John, Apostle John, in his old age,
他想到要对在他身边的这些的基督徒，他觉得有很多心里的话可以跟他们讲。
As he was thinking about those Christians, younger Christians around him, he felt that there was many things that he wanted to say to them.
那些会读圣经的人，文化比较多的人。
Those Bible scholars, those who read the Bible.
他告诉我们说。
They told us this.
约翰一书所用的词非常非常的朴素跟简单。
That the words that were used in 1 John are the most simplistic amongst all the books in the Bible.
甚至某些神学院要让学生们懂得读圣经的话。
In fact, in some Bible college, when they want to teach their Bible college students on how to read the Bible,
他们选的第一本就是约翰一书，因为他们认为这里边的文具等等是最简单的。
The first book that they often assigned to the students is 1 John, for the words in Greek are the most simplistic amongst all Bible.
而且当你来读的时候，你甚至会发觉里边你根本不大可能把它分段。
And as you read, you will find that it is almost impossible to divide this book into paragraphs or sections.
它好像仿佛在讲几个很简单的道理。
As if it almost like Apostle John is going around in circle amongst a few key things.
他不是像一般在做论文的人那样，把一个题目从头到尾很彻底的把它解完。
Unlike a typical academic essay, he doesn't just go from the beginning to the end and resolve all issues one by one.
他像一位真的是年纪老迈的父亲在跟孩子们说话。
But as if talking like an old father to his younger children.
在他的心中，他认为一个基督徒有几样最最重要的事。
There were a few things in the heart of Apostle John that he felt that is most important to Christian life.
所以他讲来讲去都是这几件事。
So as he was talking, he keeps going back to those few key things. But he often speaks here, some here and some there. He wasn't preaching. But he was encouraging.
所以当他要讲到这些这么对他来说是很重要又很实际的题目的时候
As he was talking about these things that are really practical and really important to him,
你就发现在他这短短的几章圣经里边很多题目是交叉的来出现
You will see that in these short few chapters, those things seem to intertwine many, many times.
但是你从他所说的这些话里边你能够深深的感触到充满了爱的关怀
However, from his words, you can see that his love and his care for the younger believers almost can shine through the words.
就是又爱护他们
He loves them, he cares them the most.
又担心他们
He has concern and worried for them.
因为根据历史告诉我们
Because the history has told us.
就在那个时候已经开始有异端出现
That right at the time, the heresies has started to be spread amongst the God's people.
所以你经常看见他会这样说。
So he often say this.
就像在第二章第一节开始就这样对他们说。
Just like at the beginning of chapter 2.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin.
若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保。就是那义子耶稣基督
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
他首先跟那些信徒们说
He first addressed those believers, saying this.
一个基督徒最基本、最基本的生活就是不要犯罪
That the most basic, most fundamental thing for a Christian Living is not to sin.
你知道宗教里边有一种贿赂性。
You know that there is a kind of a bribery amongst the religions.
有很多的人干完坏事。
Many people did wicked things.
他们就把其中干完的坏事，他们就买一些东西来贿赂他们的神明。
And they amongst those things that the wicked things that they did, they bring some of those as bribery to their gods.
他们这样自己良心得到贿赂。
Through bribery to their gods, their conscience is kind of they're numbing their conscience.
他们甚至认为神也是喜欢他们这样的。
And even that they even think that their god is like them.
不仅仅在外邦的宗教曾经有这样的事情。
Not only in the pagan religions are like that.
在基督徒的历史中也常常发生这样的事情。
Even in Christian history, this kind of bribery happens.
在中世纪的时候有这样一个故事。
In the medieval times, this is what happened.
当时天主教因为需要大量的金钱来修饰他们的许多的所谓的圣殿。
The Catholic Church need a lot of money to beautify their so-called temples.
当时他们就在宣扬一种东西说可以买赎罪券。
In order to do that, they were promoting this indulgence. There's something called indulgence.
结果你知道有一个强盗非常非常的聪明的强盗。
But there was a clever robber.
他就去问他们。
He asked them.
这个赎罪券是不是什么罪买了都能赦免
？So can this indulgence forgive all my sins?
那个神父上了他的当。
And the priest was trapped.
他说是的。
He said yes.
什么罪都能赦免的。
If you buy this indulgence, all your sins can be forgiven.
你买的钱更多，能够赎的罪就更多。
The more money you pay for the indulgence, the more sins it will forgiven you.
这个强盗跟他买了一张任何罪都能赦免的券。
So this robber spent a lot of money and bought this indulgence that will forgive all sins.
过了不久。
And not long after that.
他带了一帮强盗把教会的钱全部给抢了。
He led a band of robbers and robbed the church.
就是在卖赎罪券的这些钱他全部给抢了。
He robbed the money that was obtained from the selling of the indulgence.
当他被逮捕的时候，
And when he was arrested,
他就拿出这张赎罪券。
He took out this indulgence.
他说我早买了。
So I already bought this.
你不是跟我说什么罪都赦免吗？
And you told me that all sins, all my sins can be forgiven.
所以你不能定我罪的。
So you cannot judge me.
你觉得好笑吗？
Isn't it? We think that is ridiculous.
但是这是真正发生的事情。
But this has actually happened.
约翰在这里警告我们。
Here, Apostle John warns us.
我们所信的这一位耶稣基督
This Jesus Christ whom we believed in
他是光
He is light
跟从他的就不能在黑暗里走
And whoever follows him cannot walk in darkness
更不许可我们的思想中有这种一边犯罪一边赎罪的概念
He does not allow, he leaves no room for us to sin on the one hand, on the other hand, bribe our conscience.
当时，在当时的年代，那个时候出现了一种异端。
At that time, there was a particular type of heresy.
后人把它称为诺斯底异端。
Later, people call this Gnosticism.
是一个诺斯底人他们的教导是什么呢
So what is the teaching of the Gnosticism?
他们认为人的灵魂是最宝贵的
They taught that the most precious part of humanity is their soul
然后这帮很注重属灵的人
And these people who taught spiritual things
他们能够获得特殊的属天的知识
They said that they have special knowledge or revelation from heaven.
只有这帮人才是真正得救的人。
That they alone are the ones who are saved.
而他们认为肉体是没用的。
And they teach that bodies are useless.
所以发展到一个危险是什么呢？
So what is the danger from that?
肉体犯罪不影响你得救。
So the danger is that if you're sinning your body, it does not affect your salvation.
因为肉体是暂时的。
Because body is a temporary.
我觉得这种思想时不时会跑到基督徒的当中。
I felt that from time to time, this kind of erroneous thinking creeps into Christians, amongst Christians.
我们慢慢的想把属灵的东西跟属世或者是我们说肉体物质的东西断然的分开
Gradually we are separating spiritual to the physical
所以我们常常害怕一种现象
So we often worry about this phenomenon
一个人一旦他热心起来整天说属灵的东西
If someone who becomes really zealous and talk about spiritual things all the time
但是他的生活却非常令人困扰
And yet their life seems very conflicting
这是一种危险
This is a danger
原谅我说在我成长的过程中我接触过很多类似的教育。
Forgive me for saying this, but as I was growing up, I came across many of such teachings.
有些人对家里的人一点都不敬职。
Some people are completely irresponsible for their parents, for the people in the family.
他认为他只要去关心属灵的事。
They think that as long as they are mindful of those spiritual things,
属世的东西一概不要碰到它。
That those worldly things, they don't need to worry about.
昨天晚上吴淼瑶在讲到的东西当中讲了一个例子。
Last night, Brother Eric Wu gave an example.
我觉得对我们也是一个提醒。
I felt that it was a timely reminder for us.
他说，如果你在教会中搬凳子、擦凳子。
He said if you serve in the church by setting up the venue, putting up chairs, wiping the chairs,
其实可以是一件很属灵的事。
In fact, it can be a very spiritual thing.
因为当你跟主的关系是对的。
For when you are in a right relationship with the Lord,
一切的事情和工作就都是属灵的。
All things, all work becomes spiritual.
当你跟主的关系是错的，
But when you are not in the right relationship with the Lord,
你可以做许多外边看起来很属灵的事。
You can do many things that appear to be spiritual.
仍然是属肉体的。
And yet is but of the flesh.
所以我记得有一个传道人讲过这句话。
So I remember a preacher said this.
如果你是喜欢讲道而已。
If you like preaching, if that's what you like to do.
甚至你可以拥有很好的知识和口才。
Or even you can have a lot of eloquence and knowledge.
你甚至在讲台讲道都可以是在犯罪。
Even when you are preaching, you can be sinning against God.
因为你的心里有自私，有骄傲，有论断人的东西。
If your heart is full of selfishness, pride, and judgment of others.
门徒约翰在这里一再的告诉我们。
Once again, Apostle John tells us this.
他说我们如果是真的说认识他
They say if we truly say that we know him
我们就必须遵他的话去行
Then we need to obey his commandments
在第一章的时候我们说到有一种情形
In chapter 1 we looked at this particular situation
有一种人不认自己的罪说自己就没有罪
There are some people who say that who do not confess their sins. They say that we have no sin.
约翰就说，说这种话的人是在黑暗里的人。
And John said, if whoever say that they have no sin, they are in darkness.
但是我们若认自己的罪，
But if we confess our sins,
神是信实的。
God is faithful and just.
必会赦免我们的罪。
To forgive us our sins.
在第二章一开始他仍然是讲到这个问题。
And at the beginning of chapter 2, he continues on this topic.
我叫你们这些称呼求主名的人不能犯罪。
I encourage you who have called under his name to not sin.
但是若有人犯罪。
But if anyone sins,
你要记得基督徒犯罪是不自愿的。
You know that when Christian sins, he sins unwillingly.
是偶然被软弱胜过的。
He was overcome by his weakness occasionally.
有人常常跟我说，你哪里知道基督徒一个人信了耶稣有什么改变呢？
Someone asked me, how do you know if someone has become a Christian? What sort of change happens in his life?
我相信你我的经验都告诉我们。
I believe that your experience and my experience will tell
this. 一个最简单、最简单的事就是。
The most simple test is this.
以前你犯罪越犯越开心。
Previously, when you sin, the more sin, the more happier you get.
偶然会被人逮到，你会羞愧而已。
Occasionally, you get caught and you feel ashamed because you get caught.
你下次更聪明一点，避开不要给人逮到。
And you resolve to be more clever next time, so you won't be caught.
但是当你成为基督徒以后
，But after you have become a Christian,
没有人来逮到你。
Even no one caught you.
但是你在做错，在犯罪。圣灵在你心里就责备你。
But as you were sinning, the Holy Spirit rebukes you.
因为我们的主他是光。
For our Lord, He is light.
他要显明一切的黑暗。
He will manifest all darkness.
他显明是为着拯救犯罪的人。
He manifests and exposes in order to save those who are sinning.
他显明是为着除去。魔鬼的作为
He exposed in order to do away the work of the devil.
所以他在这里告诉我们说，若有人犯罪
，So here it says, if anyone sins,
在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义子耶稣。
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
我稍微解释一下，就是。一个基督徒犯罪以后，圣灵肯定会关照他，让他觉得痛苦、悔改、认罪。
Let me explain just a little. When a Christian sins, the Holy Spirit will expose that sin and cause him to realize that he has sinned and cause him to repent.
但是他整个的关照是为着你悔改。
But this whole expose or manifest is to cause us to repent.
不是为着羞辱你，叫你爬不起来。
Not to humiliate us and that we will fall down and never rise up again.
但是一个不认识主的人，一个世界上的人。
But someone who does not know Christ, someone who is of the world.
撒旦非常非常的狡猾。
Satan is very cunning.
他使用世上的迷惑、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，诱惑人去犯罪。
He used the lust of the flesh, lust of the world, and the pride of this life to entice us to sin.
当人一旦犯罪的时候
，But when one does sin,
他就不住的控告，直到你整个的跌倒为止。
Satan will then continuously accused in order to their that one until one stumbles and never rises up.
因为撒旦有两个工作，他是一生都在做的。
Because there are two jobs that Satan continues to do.
首先，他是说谎的。
On the one hand, he lies. He's a liar.
工作，他是昼夜控告我们的人。
Then he is the one who accused the brethren day and night.
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们互相提醒。
Let us remind one another.
那个引诱你去。犯众情欲跟贪爱世界的是撒旦。
The one who entices you to sin, to run after the lust of the flesh is Satan.
然后只要你上了他的圈套，他就会一直缠住的控诉你。
Then once you are enticed and trapped by his wicked schemes, then he will continuously accuse you.
直到你抬不起头。灰心丧志
，until you lose heart and humiliated and lose hope.
但是圣灵的工作不是这样。
But that is not the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作，当你犯罪以后，他要光照你。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to enlighten you when you sin.
叫你心中过不了，失去了平安和喜乐。
That you lose the peace in your heart.
但是他又把你引到耶稣基督这个中保的面前。
But then he gently leads you to the advocate, to the mediator, Jesus Christ.
当你来到这位中保这里来求赦免的时候
，And as you come to the advocate to ask for forgiveness,
他就跟你见证说
，Then he will testify. The Holy Spirit testifies with you.
公义。慈爱的神已经愿意赦免你。
The God who is just and merciful. He is willing to forgive you.
因为耶稣的救赎付了足足的代价。
Because Jesus Christ has paid your price.
所以有些人遇到难处的时候。
So when some are in difficulties,
他们有时候会问我说。
Sometimes they ask me this.
我一直受控告。
Said, I'm continuously being accused.
我就对他说，你不能接受这种不停没完没了的控告。
And I said that you should not accept those accusations.
因为如果圣灵指出你有罪，
Because when Holy Spirit points out that you have sinned,
是为了挽回你。
It is in order for you to be recovered.
是为了你重新可以回到天父的面前。
It's so that you will come back to the Heavenly Father.
所以凡是引诱跟使我们与主越来越疏远的，肯定是撒旦的作为。
So it is only Satan who entices us to be further and further away from God.
凡是能够让我们因悔改回到天父面前的，就是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit to cause us to draw back to the Father.
他说他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也为普天下人的罪。
Verse 2, He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
我相信年老的约翰在这里跟信徒们说，
I believe the old apostle John are telling the believers this.
你不只经历了这个罪可以得赦免的权利。
Not only is this a privilege of your sins being forgiven,
你还要把这一个福音去传给普世的人。
But you need to bring this good news to the whole world.
因为主为人的罪做了挽回祭。
For he has become the propitiation for the sins of humanity.
不是单为着我们而已。
Not only for our sins, but
also普天下人的罪，
but also for the whole world.
有一次有个人问我，
Someone asked me this once.
教会真的有那么大的权柄吗？
Is it true that the church has such a great authority?
从某个角度来说，不像人间所说的那种权柄。
On the one hand, it is not the kind of authority that the world talks about.
但是教会的确有一种权柄。
But the church does have a authority.
就是去传福音，释放人，脱离撒旦罪恶的捆绑。
That is to release those sinners that are captivated by Satan by the preaching of the good news.
因为这是耶稣赐给教会的权柄。
So this is the authority that was given by Jesus Christ to his church.
他吩咐我们去，使万民来做他的门徒。
He commands us to go and make disciples of all nations.
他差遣我们去，来传扬叫人罪可以得赦免的福音。
He sends us to go and preach the good news that sins may be forgiven, that may be released.
所以因着这个缘故，
Because,
当我们去向人传福音的时候，
For this reason, when we go and preach the gospel,
我们对那些愿意悔改认罪接受耶稣为救主的人，
We say to those who are willing to repent to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior,
我们有权柄对他说，主已经赦免你。
We have authority to say to them, Lord, the Lord has forgiven you.
主已经接纳你。
The Lord has received you.
我相信在人世间没有一个祝福，没有一个福分比把人带到主面前来更大的祝福。
I believe that there is no greater blessing than the blessing of being able to bring someone to Christ.
下边他再次提醒这些基督徒。
Then John continues to remind the believers.
人若说我认识他， 却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
但是凡遵行主道的，爱神的心在他心里是实在的。
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.
是完全的。
Is perfect in him.
从此我们知道我们是在主的里面。
By this we know that we are in him.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
有时候一些出信的弟兄姐妹觉得很乱。
Some new, newly believed brothers and sisters tells me that they are confused.
因为他们听福音的时候，人对他们说。
But when they hear the gospel, they heard this.
守律法不能救你。
You cannot be saved by doing the law, by keeping the law.
好行为不能救你。
Nor can good deeds save you.
在神的面前，唯独因信耶稣可以得救。
We can only be saved before God by believing in Jesus Christ.
因为在天下人间，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name given among under heaven by which we must be saved.
这是非常清楚的。福音的真理。
This is the very clear gospel truth.
而且保罗甚至很严厉的对付那些以律法来加在福音上的那帮人。
In fact, Paul deals severely to those who try to add the Lord onto the gospel of grace as an extra requirement for salvation.
因为凡想靠律法为义的人，
For anyone wants to be justified by keeping the law,
都是不认识神恩典的人。
Are the one who does not know the gospel, gospel of grace.
也是对自己充满了骄傲的幻想的人。
They are also the ones who have a wrong, belief in themselves, in their own righteousness.
但是当一个人一旦真的悔改得着主的救恩了，
But when one truly repents and receives the salvation of God,
使徒们就开始教导我们说，
Then the apostles start to teach the believers this.
你如果说认识主了，
If you know, if you say that you know the Lord,
如果你说主住在你的里边了，
if you say that the Lord abides in you,
如果你说你跟神已经有相交了，
if you say that you have fellowship with God,
那么你的行为肯定会被改变，
then surely your actions will be changed.
因为什么样的生命活出什么样的生活？
For what kind of life will live out what kind of living?
而那一个秘诀很重要的就是住在主的里面。
And the important secret is this, to abide in him.
记得你我蒙恩得救以后，
Remember, you and me after we have received grace.
然后主不是说好，你现在我已经赦免你一切的罪。
The Lord does not say to us, now that I have forgiven all your sins.
好，你自己继续去活你自己的吧。
Now go and live your own life.
有什么理想继续去追求？
Pursue your own dreams.
整个救恩的开始，当我们罪得赦免之后，
The beginning of salvation, after we have been, our sins have been forgiven.
主就把我们放在他的里面。
The Lord has placed us in him.
而且他就开始叫我们说
And he started to teach us this.
你们要常住在我的里边。
Abide in me.
不是你今天信我学个字以后你自己去挣扎去生活。
Not believe in me for once, and then go and struggle and strive for yourselves.
是你今天既然已经接受了我
But now that you believed and received me,
让我去做你的救主
Let me be, allow me to be your savior.
你就要常常的联系这一个生命的源头
Then,Abiding me, be united with the source of life.
所以主耶稣在地上说了一个这么真切的比方。
So the Lord has set, used this example, this analogy to help us understand this truth.
他说我是真葡萄树。
He said, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
记得我们重生了。
Yes, remember, we have been born again.
我们连以这一个真葡萄树的生命了。
We are connected, we are united with the life of the true vine.
但是你要记得，你要继续的连以葡萄树。
But remember, we need to abide in him, abide in the true vine.
救恩今天有时候被人扭曲。
Sometimes people twisted the gospel truth.
很多人误解了福音。
Some people understood the gospel.
很多人以为信耶稣就跟很多人去别的宗教里边去求一个福分，求一个祝福那么多。
Some people think that Christianity is nothing more than seeking a blessing amongst a religion.
哦，我现在要考大学了。
They said, if I, so for instance, if I want to go to take a university exam,
我求主要帮助我
I ask the Lord to help us
我要信靠他
I want to trust him
你要记得他可以帮助你的
Yes, you remember he can help you
因为我们的神蛮有怜悯的
But God is full of mercy
或者你有任何需要你向他求他真的听的
Or you have whatever need you have he truly listens and hears your prayers
但是难道救恩就停在得着这个东西就完了吗
But is salvation nothing more than that seeking of blessing?
就算你进了最好的名校
Even if you have entered into the best university
就算你的疾病全然得着医治
Even if all your physical illness have been healed
难道你还靠自己的力量继续过前边的日子吗
Are you going to rely on your own strength and live your life?
这就是今天很多人对福音的误解。
And this is the greatest misunderstanding of the gospel truth.
主是说
This is what the Lord says.
你来投靠我。
You put your trust in me.
我不仅会为你赦免一切的罪债。
Not only will I forgive you all your sins.
我要把一个更深的、重生的生命
But I want to give you this born again life in you.
但是这个生命的持续的成长，你必须连以葡萄树的本身。
But the ongoing growth of this new life requires that you are united with the true vine.
他甚至用这么生动的话来比方。
He used this vivid description to help us understand this truth.
枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
A branch cannot bear fruit by itself if it does not abide in the vine.
你们若不藏在我的里边，也是这样。
And so will you be, if you do not abide in me.
我是葡萄树。
I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
藏在我里面的。我也藏在他里面。
If you abide in me, I will abide in you.
自然就多结果子，因为离了我，你们不能做什么。
And you will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you cannot do anything.
我觉得这一段经文是基督徒生命和成长的具体而真实的描述。
I feel that this is the most practical and accurate description of our relationship of our life with the Lord Jesus.
换句话说,
In other words,
枝子如果连以葡萄树,
if the branch is abide or connected with the vine,
虽然它需要受修剪,
even though he needs to be pruned,
但是它迟早会结果。
But sooner or later, he will bear fruit.
结果不是枝子努力在那里想我要结果我要结果
The bearing of the fruit it does not depend on the effort of the branch to say I will bear fruit I will bear fruit
而是当它连以葡萄树的时候葡萄树里边的枝浆生命丰富就源源不断地供应到枝子的里边去
But as long as the branch is united with the vineThe sap of the vine, the nourish of the vine goes into a branch and causing him to bear fruit.
而经过生命成长的过程,
and through the, in the process of the growing, a growth of life,
它就自然地会结出果子来。
It is only natural for the branch to bear fruit.
一个警告也在这里。
And there's also a warning for us.
你们若不藏在主的里面
If you do not abide in me
你们不只不能结果子
Not only will you not be able to bear fruit
你们甚至可能掉在外边枯干了
But you will indeed withered outside as a branch cast out and withered
甚至被人践踏了
And are trampled by men
基督徒生命的成长真的只有一个秘诀。
There's only one secret for the Christian, for the growth of a Christian.
保持你自己常住在主的里边。
Keep yourself abide in the Lord.
联系他在一起。
Be united with him.
然后别的生命会自然的生长结出
And life will naturally grow and bear fruit.
基督徒的生命
The life of a Christian
不像很多人那样想的
is not like many people think about.
非得要去做某些事情
It's, you know, they think you have to do certain things.
才会觉得是在成长
Then you feel that you're growing.
成长是无声无息的
The growth happens softly and quietly.
我实在是越来越觉得
The more I think, the more I feel this way.
基督徒真正属灵生命的体现
The manifestation of the life of a Christian
是最正常和最平凡的生活
is in our normal daily living.
你在家里
How do you behave at home?
不管做什么再小的事别人都看不见
Even in the smallest things that you do at home, even no one sees.
但是你是学习让主在你里边帮助你
You're learning to rely on the Lord.
你是学习让主的生命掌管你
You're learning to allow the Lord to reign in your life.
可能你家里的孩子很调皮
Perhaps you have very naughty children.
搞得你很心烦
That you are very upset and troubled in spirit.
但是你可能在那个时候你会转过身来把孩子交给主
But at that very moment, you turn around and you put your trust in the Lord. Entrust your children to the Lord.
你会问主说,
you ask the Lord,
我该怎样面对我这个孩子?
How should I deal with this child of mine?
我怎样不凭我的血气来对待我的孩子?
How should I not deal with my child, in a fleshly way?
你可以对主说,
you can say to the Lord,
最少如果我帮不了他,
At least if I cannot help him,
你用他 来帮助我，管教我。
Will you use him to help me and discipline me?
当你有时候夫妻要争执。
Or perhaps when the two husband and wife have a disagreement.
我常常听说一些美好的婚姻从来不争吵的。
I heard some stories saying that a good marriage never argues.
不过我自己对这个打个大问号。
I often place a big question mark on those statements.
毕竟你我都不是天使。
Because we are, you and I, we are not angels.
当夫妻有时候有争执的时候。
When husband and wife have a disagreement, an argument.
你是否回到主的面前？
Do we turn to the Lord?
或是你脾气已经发出去了。
Or perhaps you have already thrown your temper.
但是你信赎的在主面前悔改。
But then, do you repent before the Lord?
你说主，我又失败了。
You say, Lord, I have failed yet again.
让我愿意面对我的失败，悔改在你面前。
Help me, Lord, to be willing to face my failures and to repent before you.
也许你脾气还没发出来。
Or perhaps you haven't thrown your temper.
但是快爆炸了。
But you were nearly exploding.
你回到主的面前。
You turn to the Lord.
主啊，你在我里面的生命是有力量的。
You say, Lord, your life in me is a mighty life.
给我恩典，让我像你。
Give me grace, O Lord, and help me to be more like you.
让我不要羞辱你的。
And help me not to bring shame to your name.
当你能这样活在主面前的时候，
And when you live in that way, in such a way before the Lord,
24小时你都有功课可学。
Actually, there are lessons for us 24 hours of the day.
渐渐的有一天，
And gradually and slowly,
人在你身上看见圣灵所结的果子。
People started to notice the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life.
就算人都看不见。
Even if no one sees,
主耶稣肯定看见。
The Lord Jesus will see.
主能够在你与他交通、祷告的时候，很高兴地对你说。
And the Lord will say this, he'll please and say to you when you have fellowship with him.
你是蒙我喜爱的。
You are my beloved.
耶稣在地上的生活，很多人误会他，毁谤他。
Jesus' life on earth was misunderstood and
很多人认为他是彻底失败的人。
And many think that his life on earth was the most miserable one.
但是他非常非常满意一件事。
And he was quite satisfied about this one thing.
就是他跟天父之间没有任何的间隔。
That there is no hindrance whatsoever between him and our Heavenly Father.
甚至当他要上十字架之前，
Even before he was taken to be crucified,
神都要裂天而说，
God rent heaven apart and said this to him.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son, to whom I am well pleased.
哪怕全世界都不要他。
Even if the whole world had forsaken him.
但是他却知道天父喜悦他。
But he would know in his heart that the Father is pleased with him.
他就已经够了。
Then that will be enough for him.
我想，老约翰在这里提醒我们一件事。
I felt that Apostle John is telling us this, reminding us about this.
走在光中，照着主的吩咐去活。
Walk in the light and live according to the commandment of the Lord.
那个秘诀就是住在主的里面。
And the secret of doing this is to abide in Him.
然后你会看见生命无声无息的。却在你里边滋润你，让你成长。
Then you will see that life grows, life nourishes you and helps you to grow silently and softly.
我们今天停在这里。主若愿意，我重生的说， 约翰福音约翰一书有经常重复的同样的题目。
We're going to stop here today, but let me say this again. There are many things that John can repeat over and over again in 1 John.
但是圣灵把它放在圣经里边，是这样的次序，我们就一定能照着这样的次序来领受祝福。
But the Holy Spirit has placed this book in the Bible in such a sequence and order in order to bless us. And we surely can be blessed.
我们低头祷告。
So we bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是我们在天父面前的中保。
You are our advocate before our Heavenly Father.
你赦免我们一切的罪。
You forgive us.All our sins.
主，你也要我们住在你的里边。
You call us to abide in you.
让你从我们里边活出来。
That your life may be manifest through us.
主，让我们有一个最起码简单的生活表现，就是不能犯罪。
Help us, Lord, to get these basic things right. That is not to sin.
好，让我们知道活在罪恶里边的人从来没有见过你。
That we may know that those who lived in sin have not seen you.
主，我们感谢你，透过你的仆人年老的约翰。
We thank you, Lord, through your old servant, Apostle John.
他在爱心的里边重复的来叮嘱跟教导你这些属灵的儿女们。
That out of love, he again and again he reminds and exhorts those who.Belong to you.
我们当怎样的谨慎活在你的面前
？How we ought to live before you with caution.
主，我们求你继续的藉着住在我们里边的圣灵，教导我们过每天的生活，讨你的喜悦。
Lord, we pray that you continue to teach us through the Holy Spirit who dwell in us, that we may live a life pleasing to you in our everyday living.
以致我们能够装备好自己来等候。你的回来
that we may be equipped and be prepared and ready for your second coming.
因为我们的确知道你回来的日子很近很近了
For truly, we know that the days of your coming is near.
让我们不要被很多世界的东西、自我的东西、罪恶的东西来缠累
Help us not to be entangled by the things of the flesh, lust of the world, and lust of the sinful of sins.
藉着住在我们里边的圣灵
Through the Holy Spirit who dwell in us
实在是每天都来教训我们
Teach us daily, O Lord
保守我们活在你的面前
Keep us to live in your presence
奉主耶稣的名求
Pray in the name of Jesus Amen, Amen.